From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Yeah, you are listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We bring you news, information, and today, employee improvement training. How come that's on the day I come back? I'm a little concerned. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Mike Pesca in for Luke Burbank. Take a hint, Allison.
I know.
It's Monday, November 26th.
No scars, no bruises from my first airport travel on a holiday, Mike.
On the biggest travel
holiday. The biggest holiday. Yep, got
was it,
through.
Was it all so much hype, or did you just know how to game the system?
Pre-planning. My history as a TV producer when you had to plan the event came in handy. Printed those boarding passes, boarded that luggage, planned out, had the map of the airport.
Map of the airport.
That helps because you know exactly which gate to go to and which terminal and where to be able to bypass the Cinnabon.
Next time, maybe you should tattoo it and have an airport break type scenario going on.
Coming up on the show today, we are going to talk politics. We may have taken some time off, but those presidential hopefuls, no go. And we'll discuss why Fred Thompson dissed Fox News on Fox News.
Also, we'll talk about tasers. Four men in the U.S. and two in Canada have died in the last week in incidents involving police use of taser stun guns. We'll talk to an expert about the decision to pull the taser trigger.
And also, you loyal Bryant Park Project listeners will remember we did that story about transracial adoption. When white families adopt children of color, some of the challenges. Well, we're going to talk to a black family who's adopting a white child. She's been in a 12 foster home so far. They didn't want to see her in a 13th. We'll also go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a moment. But first, here's the BPP's big story. So you survived Turkey Thursday and Black Friday. Now get ready for Cyber Monday. The first big surge of online holiday shopping takes place today as folks return to the high-speed net connections on their work computers.
An increasing number of retailers are planning special promotions today, according to the National Retail Federation, the group that gave us the term Cyber Monday. The NRF's Ellen Davis reportedly coined the term 2 years ago after hearing from retailers that the Monday after Thanksgiving generated big online receipts.
Now, there's just one hitch. Despite the catchy branding, this is not the biggest online shopping day of the year, according to several firms that track online sales.
Last year, December 13th was actually the biggest online shopping day. Cyber Monday came in 12th. That's according to Comscore, a company that tracks online spending.
Now, there is usually a bump on online sales on Cyber Monday as compared to Black Friday, and a number of big stores are jumping on the Cyber Monday bandwagon with sales or free shipping.
Retailers look to the start of the holiday shopping season last week as an indication of what's to come online. According to Bill Martin, co-founder of Shopper Track Retail Tracking Service, the state of our shopping was strong.
Shoppers showed up in tremendous numbers compared to last year. We're reporting sales of $10.3 billion, or an 8.3% increase over the same time last year.
And get this, all the Cyber Monday online shopping likely to take place in cubicles of America today will indeed cut into productivity. $488 million worth of productivity, according to the consulting firm Challenger Gray & Christmas.
By the way, those lost hours of productivity stats, they're kind of a myth, too. Whenever you plan to do your online shopping, make sure you stretch those mouse-clicking fingers before you start. And tune in later this week when the BPP brings you team coverage of Regret Tuesday, Return Policy Wednesday, Put It All on Black Thursday, Personal Bankruptcy Friday.
That's the BPP's big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with even more news.